will protect honest contractors and level the playing field. It targets contractors and subcontractors who cheat. They either like lie to get money, or they don't spend the money like they're supposed to spend it. Essentially, they rip off the taxpayer. And if you're an honest contractor, it's hard to compete against one that's cutting corners illegally. So it's going to help the honest contractors, but also help the taxpayer.
And when they talk about extending whistleblower protections to contractors and subcontractors, what practical form will that take?
Okay, well, it's a very significant law because the False Claims Act empowers workers to report fraud, and they get a reward, a significant financial reward, if it turns out fraud had occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under some court rulings, subcontractors and people who work, say, for government grantees could escape liability. So if a subcontractor was selling deficient parts and cutting corners and ripping off the taxpayer, but they sold it to a prime contractor and the helicopter failed or the boat didn't work, the subcontractor could escape liability. This law ends those loopholes and says if you're ripping off the taxpayer, you can't hide behind like a shell company or create some fictitious maneuver to escape liability. We're going to follow the tax dollars and hold you accountable.
And the new American Recovery and Reinvestment Act brings a lot more money to the government and to contractors, and there's a lot of heavy reporting requirements the contractors have to the government. Do you think this law will enable the ARRA's goals to be met more expeditiously?
Oh, absolutely. The main reason they passed it, the impetus, was that we're laying out $1 trillion in taxpayer monies. That's $1 trillion from the American people. And I think Congress, you know, they understand that people do try to rip off from government contracts. You know, it's unfortunate, but it happens, and it happens to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars.
And, you know, what ends up happening, though, to the whistleblower, even when it turns out that they were right, they become ostracized. Their jobs become endangered. Is there any protection for that?
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this law. There is an anti-retaliation provision that says you can't be fired if you're working to, you know, prevent or expose the fraud. But much more important is it lets the whistleblower go into court and prove that there was misconduct, and if the federal government recovers money, the whistleblower gets a percentage. And that can result in millions of dollars to the whistleblower. And from our perspective, it's one of the only ways that a whistleblower can truly be protected. Essentially, yes, your career may be ruined as a contractor, working for a contractor because you blew the whistle, but you'll get a large financial recovery, start a new career.
We're talking with Stephen Cohn, Executive Director of the National Whistleblower Center. So if you had one piece of advice for contractors to prepare for this new era, what would it be?
It's follow the law and don't think that getting a government grant, you've hit the lottery. You know, it's not easy money. It's hard-earned taxpayer money. And if you try to cheat, your own workers can turn you in and obtain a large financial reward.